And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way this morning. Again, Pete Gray down in the East Cape hosting our fantastic Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular Tournament, the 22nd annual, 22 years of fun down in the East Cape, and the boys are having a great time. And hopefully we'll hear from Pete later in the show about how great their fishing is. I know they were fishing on board the Jen Wren this morning, and that really good tuna fishing has been a ways offshore, so there's a good possibility he might be offshore and out of cell phone range. But we'll look forward to hearing from that report if it happens. And in the meantime, we are talking fishing and having lots of fun this morning. Captain Russell O'Neill from the Journeyman is joining us. We got all kinds of good fishing going on up here local. Good yellowtail fishing on kelps, good Dorado, good yellowfin. Lots to talk about here and lots to talk about that big fish fishing in Puerto Vallarta. If you want to join us this morning, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can call us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking all kinds of great fishing, talking fishing aboard the Journeyman, we're also giving away a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. A fantastic opportunity to go fishing with Taro and the boys on that beautiful, completely redone Liberty. The boat is just awesome, and the guys have been having great fishing. So a cool prize for one lucky caller there. Want to remind you, a very cool opportunity. Join the crew from Let's Talk Hookup on a special live broadcast at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego. It's going to be Saturday, October the 22nd, from 7 to 9 a.m. We're going to have several special guests joining us talking about the beautiful resort, the fantastic new marina, the fishing, and so much more. And in addition, the Kona Kai Resort is going to be giving away to everyone in attendance a free breakfast, including Bloody Marys and mimosas for all those that are over 21. It's going to be a very fun morning. We're going to be giving away great prizes like room nights, spa services. We're going to have dining gift cards at that beautiful Kona Kai Resort, Maui Jim sunglasses, Olakai sandals, and so much more. It's going to be a very, very fun morning. So come in and join us Saturday, October the 22nd from 7 to 9 a.m. at the Kona Kai Resort for a special live broadcast. Lots of food, lots of fun, and lots of prizes. And Russell, I know you know about that Kona Kai.
That's just a good place to hang out over there.
It's a really good spot. For sure, the premier spot to keep your boat and hang out in San Diego Bay. Going to be an awesome opportunity. And, yeah, that's going to be fun.
The whole renovation of that whole area over there, the way that the pool and the bar and the marina and the whole facility over there is a pretty cool place to just kick it by the pool and eat food, couple drinks, whatever it may be.
Yep, that's the spot for sure. Maybe you could go over a little bit about the gear. You know, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but what would you say, either for a guy that's coming down and bringing his tackle or the tackle that you provide in the boat, what's the ideal outfit for the style of fishing that you guys do on board the Journeyman?
You know, for fishing these big tuna, I mean, our staple quiver or what I would recommend would be, you know, some guys like to fish a little bit of shorter rod. We do a lot of rail rodding, so we fish a little bit longer rod, like a 7, 7.5 foot. We personally have, you know, 7, 7.75 double XH and triple XH cousins rail rods. Big, sturdy, you know, four grip, something that's not going to get worn out. You know, just kind of like a, you know, a broomstick, if you will, really, but just something that's got a little bit of give in the tip with real quick shut off. So, you know, a double XH or a triple XH rod, you know, anywhere from a 30 to a 50 size reel. We see, you can definitely fish a smaller size reel, but you see it happen a lot, unless you have a very good angler, that can really put the wood to them. I would definitely, you know, not drop below a 30, maybe a 20, but a 30, you know, filled to the brim with 100 pound Spectra. And we like fishing just real short top shots, whether that's a wind on or a not tied on piece of fluorocarbon. We fish a lot, all wind ons. So essentially, yeah, you know, a double XH or a triple XH with a, you know, International VSX or a Shimano or whatever it may be, filled to the brim with, you know, 100, 130 pound Spectra, 130 on a 50, obviously. And, you know, we fish a lot of 100 pound, you know, Blackwater or whatever your, you know, personal mm-hmm. choice of fluorocarbon is. We make all our own wind-ons. We fish a lot of wind-ons. 100-pound Spectra, 100-pound fluorocarbon wind-on, you know, 7-odd to 9-odd circle hook
okay.
of your choice, whether that be a Eagle Claw 2005 or a Perfect Circle Demon, you know, Mustad hook or owner hook, whatever it may be. We like fishing a lot of those a little bit thinner gauge wire. I'm not okay. talking about a thin wire hook, oh,
but that's a, really good
a thinner
thing to
talk gauge wire
yeah.
Hook. That just when you, you know, bury that hook in that bait, you're not braining it or damaging. You're definitely fishing bigger baits, bigger gear. You know, everything's a little hardier,
sure.
if you will, especially a Caballito.
Is that the live bait that you guys fish primarily?
Yeah, we fish a lot of Caballito down okay. there, and we also fish a lot of live squid, which we jig up for
okay.
bait. It could, you know, be live or dead for that matter, but we fish a lot of Caballito, fly line, you know, rigs, sinker rigs, fish on the, you know, on the sinker rigs, fish a lot of Caballito or squid on the kite or the balloon rig.
That's awesome.
So that would be, I'd say your staple, you know, setup is a, you know, 100, 130 pound rod, 30 to a 50 size reel, you know, depending on what it is, 100 pound Spectra, 100 pound, you know, fluorocarbon. When they're biting, you know, we definitely step up the line class but that's, I would say, be your staple reel. Maybe a popper or a jigging rod
okay.
if we went in to go do some inshore fishing, or if you, you know, there are certain times when there's breezer fish up that you can maybe mess around with,
sure.
with a popper rod or a jig stick or something like that. And that's really, you know, all you need is a couple, you know, an 80 pound rod, 100 pound rod, and maybe a popper or a jig stick rod.
And the beauty of what you guys do is you provide virtually all of that gear that you just talked about, or the boat's big. The boat's got room for a lot of gear too. So if you have all of your own gear and want to bring it, no problem. I mean, you guys will accommodate for either.
By all means, we definitely, you know, if you have good
yeah,
gear,
right? Because you want to catch these things.
Because we don't see it much, but we see guys that like, hey, I got my own gear, I'm gonna bring it. They bring it on the boat, break it out of the tubes, and then immediately it goes up on the rack up on the upper deck and never gets touched again.
Right.
So it's just being that we're responsible for you catching that big fish, we want to make sure you guys are using the right gear.
Sure.
And whether you have your own gear, you're more than welcome to bring it. And if you don't, we have everything from, you know, bait making rods to kite rods to rail rods to harness rods to harnesses to balloons, helium, kites, the whole deal.
Yeah, that's perfect. And one other thing I wanted to touch on, and you mentioned a little bit, but I thought was a really good call, and that's hooks for big ones, and that you said you want a thin wire hook, and that doesn't mean thin wire like your fly lining for a Chovy, but not the super mega gauge either.
Yeah, not the super mega gauge, but it's not, you know, in those brands that I mentioned, like they seem to have a little bit
yeah.
thinner diameter.
They got a thin that's too thin. They got a thick that maybe at times, you know, if you're fishing a kite or fishing a big squid, by all means. But if
by all means, you can, you know, step up and fish a big, you know, heavy apparatus that looks like, you know, you're gonna catch a monster. But we like fishing like 7-odd to 9-odd, you know, either a Eagle Claw 2005 or a, you know, Mustad circle perfect circle demon hook or whatever your hook of choice is. But we do fish pretty much all circle hooks, and that's what we kind of like to use on the boat.
Yeah, allows your bait to swim, still opportunity, and you know how strong those hooks are because you're still pulling literally as hard as physically possible, boat rolling, and those fish are still coming
yeah,
on
we've
the boat.
Very seldomly ever seen even one of those thinner gauge wire, you know, occasionally it happens where you might see one break or one open up a little bit, but that was, like, one of the biggest things of coming up here and fishing as well. Like, you know, with all that bigger bluefin around, fishing those mackerels and stuff, you can't necessarily really fish those bigger, heavy-gauge hooks. You sink it into one of those things.
Yeah.
a cabito is way hardier, more hardier of a bait than a mackerel is.
Sure.
And you really got to pay attention to, you know, where you're pinning it or how deep or
yeah.
or braining the thing or whatever it may be.
You always got to put yourself into the shoes of a sardine or a mackerel. You know, that thing weighs very little, and it's like towing around an anchor. It's like expecting you to, you know, hold on to a 20-pound dumbbell and go run 100 yards or a 5-pounder. I mean, that's yeah. exactly what's going on.
But that being said, when they're biting, they're biting, and you can fish heavy gear. You know, everything comes up in a category size range.
Yeah.
And you can get away with fishing heavy gear. And when you can get away with it, you absolutely want to fish the heaviest gear you want.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Appreciate the phone call, guys, very much. Let's talk to Jim, who's called us from Poway. And, Jim, I know that I think I might have gotten you in a little bit of trouble because I know Mary – this is obviously Jim Francella, and I know that Mary's wanting to go catch a 100-pounder pretty bad. I'm sure this show probably isn't helping your fishing budget for the
well,
year.
Well, being on the bucket list trip of things she wants to do, I know you and I have talked about it several times sitting back here having a beer, but definitely need to get set up. Is it being female-friendly? And Mary, you know how Mary fishes. She'll knock the guy out of her way to get a fish. So just to know if the accommodation is female-friendly, be comfortable. I heard there was 3 staterooms.
Yes, there's definitely female-friendly. We actually get quite a few females on the boat. And there's essentially we either get some couples or a charter master or females on the boat. There's 2 separate bathrooms. They're very clean. There are 2 full bathrooms, full showers, heads. Accommodations, all the amenities as far as, you know, towels, bath soap, shower, shampoo, you know, all that stuff. And it's definitely, I would call it, yeah, female friendly for sure.
I'm definitely not saying that a long range boat is not female friendly. Clearly not, because I fished on a lot of long trips with a lot of female anglers, and I don't think there's any problem going on a long range boat. That being said, this is overwhelmingly nicer for a lady to be on. You
yes.
know, I mean, and that could be as hardcore or as not hardcore. That could be, you know, somebody's wife or girlfriend that maybe wants to give it a try, and you can, just like Russell was saying, you can mend this into a let's go to Puerto Vallarta and hang out on the beach for a couple days and fish on the Journeyman for a couple days and come back and relax and get a spa one more day and fly home and make a cool vacation. Or it could be, you know, go on the boat with, you know, a couple of couples and have the, you know, not a lot of other people to worry about. I mean, I would never say that a long range boat is uncomfortable for a lady angler, but this is definitely easier for most.
Well, yeah. Brick, you know how she is. I mean, I have to, if we want to go somewhere, I have to go on the Royal Star. I can't go on any other boat. So she's just a little bit spoiled. And then because of
that's
you,
a good
now,
problem
I
have to have.
Yeah, I know. Now because of Ricky, I have a 25-foot Parker because she is spoiled. So.
Well,
you
taken
know.
Care of.
Oh, dear. Well, you know.
I would say that knowing you guys and having fished with you a bunch, it is. It's the perfect scenario. And if somebody's desire is to – here's the thing about Jim and Mary is I've known them through the tackle store for a long time and know that it was Mary's goal to catch a big one. And the journeyman trip, as we said, that's it. Like, it's easy. It's fast. You don't got to be gone for a bunch of time. You got somebody like Russell or Mitchell or anybody that's going to help you through it. And then – they bought a Parker and the big giant bluefin just bit off the coast all year and you got to scratch it off your bucket list already. That being said, you still need a 100-pound yellowfin to go along with a 100-pound bluefin. So
I know. So what's the best time of year to come down there?
We start our season down there on November 1st. We're actually getting ready to start heading that way. And to be honest with you, any time between November and May is prime time for big fish fishing down there. You know, obviously there's a lot of variables, moon phases, weather being probably number one. There's always fish down there, bigger grade yellowfin to catch. And if I were to pick a, you know, a 3-month time window, I would maybe, you know, say first of the year through April would be your staple months. But we start our season down there in November, and there's certain years where we get a really early wave of big fish, and then that seems to kind of taper off maybe into December, January, but they're always around. It's just a matter of, you know, finding them. But, you know, as the overall general, you know, time of the year, I would definitely say for, you know, December through April.
Our
May.
Trips on the Journeyman have always been in that December time frame and have always been awesome. I mean, the weather, I mean, I know everything changes and it is what it is, but the fishing has always been good. The weather's always been good. They've been great to us. And I know that you've said the same thing, that it's just, you catch windows when it – Puerto Vallarta seems to have windows where it bites really, really good, or it just bites good. You know, there's always it's a great fishery to get to be a part of.
And there's definitely, you know, home guard fish, if you will, that definitely are resident fish around that area, that they're there year-round. Mm-hmm. Whether they bite or not, that's a whole different story. But, you know, a staple season would be, you know, December, November through April, and you could have very good fishing anytime in between there. And I would say the you know, fall, end of the year, November, December, January, is when you have your most inconsistent weather, but it's still fishable, and that obviously plays a little bit of a variable into it.
Okay.
When you get
into the first
part of the year, into April, that's when you generally have the most mild weather months.
Vicky, I know we got the three of us, so I know little Jimmy and Jimmy are going to El Salto with you, so we'll just have to get three more and book the trip.
That's it, man. Well, appreciate the phone call very much, Jim, and I gotta be honest, I don't think there's an easier way to go get a big one than to get on board the Journeyman.
Well, that'll just get her off my back about a 100-pound yellowfin, right?
There you are. Appreciate the phone call very much. Jim did bring up a good point there. What does it take to go on the Journeyman? I know typically we've obviously been talking about a little bit. We'll bring the dates up here in just a sec. We have two Let's Talk Hookup trips that are going on the Journeyman that are an open party trip, but I believe that's it, right? It's the only open party trips on the boat. Primarily you do private group charters.
Yes. We normally, 95% of the trips are all private charters of six people. We do offer a couple open party trips during the year. Two of them are with you. The first one actually being in January on the 15th, I believe it is, the 15th through the 18th, which is a 2.5 day.
Exactly. It's he's got exactly the 15th through the 18th.
And the next one is March 12th through the 16th, which is actually a 3.5 day, which is a great trip to get on. And that's a 3.5 day. But, yeah, generally speaking, we do not do any open party trips. We might occasionally, just based on our return groups and people that we get throughout the year that might want to try and run me up another trip, we might piece together a trip with some of our clients.
Right.
But normally it's private charter and of groups of six people or less.
And would you say that the idea, I mean, is six people still an ideal load? Is it nicer with, you know, is it easier with that?
It's really not. You know, we accommodate six people very easily. You know, there's tons of room on the boat. That boat could easily fish, you know, 10, 12 people.
No doubt.
Not having any problem. Where we keep it to six, is really just accommodations, being comfortable in, you know, individual staterooms, you know, hanging out in the salon, lounging around on couches, sitting on the upper sun deck, whatever it may be. Six people is just, it's what we accommodate in sleeping accommodations.
That's why I just wanted to bring it up, because I've done it with that amount, and it is extremely comfortable.
We have a few groups that, you know, they are all private charters, so whether you want to come by yourself or with, we have groups of two or three people, which is unreal, because we get to do a lot of fishing. But we do groups of six people or less.
That's awesome. Well, appreciate the phone call, Jim, very much. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with a man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide today. Report sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. Dana Landing has a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater gear and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Right across from the Dana launch ramp next to the in Mission Bay is Dana Landing. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more information. Let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Rick. How are you today,
We're
sir?
Doing great this morning. Everything's really good. How's the fishing?
Fishing is insane. Again, I know it's hard to imagine this season just will not end. Last night was incredible. Kelly and I went out hoop netting on our boat, and we fished a little secret spot there at Dana Point at the break wall. No one knows that spot, and it was wide open. I'm telling you, it's insane how good the lobster fishing is right now. Same thing's going on over at Catalina. We did two sets last night on the Dana Point break wall and got limits for me and Kelly. It was pretty spectacular. The deal over at Catalina, the hoop netting over there is about as good as I've ever seen it this early in the season. We had a trip on Tuesday. We caught some tuna, and then we went over to the island, caught limits of lobsters on three sets for seven guys, and then on the way home in the morning, we caught some more tuna on the way home. The yellowfin tuna just will not leave Dana Point. It's out there between the 267, the 209, the 277, that little triangle there. And there's a phenomenal amount of fish in there. The grade is really weird. The grade's from 8 pounds up to about 40. Todd Manser on the boardroom the day before yesterday got a spot pot of dolphin there, and all the fish were like 35 to 50 pounds. He heavy casualty rate, he ended up getting a couple of those 40-pounders, but you just don't know what's going on. Then the fury's outside of everybody. He gets on the spot of bluefin. It's absolutely incredible. If you guys haven't been fishing or if you're thinking that it's over, you got to get out there and go fishing. Over at Catalina, the bonita fishing is insane. There's bonita all over the front side of the island, which we haven't seen in a long, long time as far as just fish everywhere. Water's beautiful, clear. If you want to go diving, it's phenomenal. You guys, all I can say is, like I've been saying the whole season, you got to go fishing. I hear there's even bluefin out there on the 43 again. So
yeah.
All I can say is if you haven't gone, you got to go. And if you're going, then you're doing the right thing. You just got to fish,
no
matter what.
The weather's right and the time is right. It's definitely time to do it. And, you know, we were talking about it yesterday and how important communication is on the water and your network of boats that you work with and getting you into the areas where the fish are biting are the most important thing. And, you know, if we don't all have a satellite dispatch radio and a fleet of boats to talk to, you can with a subscription to FishDope, and that's exactly what it is. It's a network of fishermen, and it's putting you in the direction and identifying the areas that the fish are at and staying away from the areas that they're not. And you can save $20 with a new membership to FishDope.com by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, and it'll put you to exactly where you need to be, and hopefully you'll catch fish just like Dave Hansen.
Yeah, you know, Rick, that's what I was just saying to one of my clients day before yesterday. He's asking me, how real is that information on FishDope? And I can only talk about myself. And as you know, the moment I catch anything, I'm calling Danny right away, or I'm calling Jason right away, or I'm giving a live report right away. I'm telling you exactly what's going on, when it's going on the water at the exact time. And I don't hide anything. I'm telling you exactly where it's happening at. I'm telling you how we're doing it. If you can find another website that's doing that, then good luck, because I don't know anybody else that's telling you on the water exactly when it's happening, how it's happening, why it's happening, and when it's happening. So if you're not a member of FishDope, good luck out there.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Well, Dave, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do it?
Well, you can give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And I'll be gone. We're leaving Wednesday. Kelly and I, we're going down to Cabo for a couple of weeks. We're fishing all the tournaments down there on one of my clients' boats. So next week I'll be calling you while I'm standing on the podium getting my money.
There you go. Well, have a great time, Dave. Appreciate a great report keeping us up to date, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for letting me call in, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate the phone call. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls if you want to get through. It's been a busy morning, a great opportunity. We have an open phone line right now, local line, 858 area code 457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
The Southwest Council of the International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th to 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens October 14th at southwestcouncil.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals and $20 for families, good for all 3 days. Check the website for lodging and information and more. southwestcouncil.org or the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty protection. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participant in Yamaha Upward dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the Fall Colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Hey, phone lines are getting packed up. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or call us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Before we jump back into the phones, we got a guy that, one, I know has a very fun thing coming up because we've been working really hard at the landing with it and heard about it in the commercial. Doug Curran from Fisherman's Landing's on the line. What's up, Doug?
Good morning. How you doing, Rick? And how's it going there, Russell?
Good. How are you, Doug?
Good, great show. You're making me want to go down cow hunting there.
I know, totally. Well, we've been hearing spots about it. I know we've been actively working on it, but big event coming up less than a month away, Tackle Days. And, man, I know it's been something that's easy to forget because we've been working so hard at the shop. Things have been so busy, but we're really pumped and a really cool event coming up here.
Well, yeah, this is kind of the official Save the Date weekend for Tackle Day, and I'm sure you're hearing a few of the spots there. We've been working hard. All of our manufacturers are back in and excited about the event. First Saturday there in November. It's hard to believe that's going to sneak up four weeks from yesterday.
I know.
And, I mean, we've got, you know, all the biggies in the saltwater realm. And I know, Rick, you've been working real hard, talking to the seminar speakers. And it sounds like we've got already a real good lineup. And, you know, we have somewhere between 12 and 15 of those, nice saltwater seminars, and they range anywhere from inshore bass fishing to offshore giant tuna fishing and everywhere in between. It's always a great day. It's hard to believe that this is going to be our 13th annual tackle day.
Get out of here. Well, I didn't know that either. That's crazy.
I mean, I thought it was like 5 years.
The Tackle Days is a really cool event. It's obviously at Fisherman's Landing, and you know, if you were just glossing over, you'd say it's a parking lot sale and a fun day, but it's so much more than a tackle sale. One, as far in terms of the sale itself, it's probably the biggest sale that we do, period. I mean, it is on the level of Fred Hall, like, without question, the best deals, closeouts, manufacturer specials, like, it's the best day as far as sale, but it's so much more than just a sale of tackle. I mean, it is definitely the who's who of every saltwater manufacturer, from the CalStars and Seekers and Cousins to, you know, the Penns and Shimano and Daiwa, like all of them, everybody that's a who's who in the tackle business is there displaying goods, talking to people about it. It's a mega, mega event.
It is. And it's small enough that the guys can get with the manufacturer's reps and ask like specific questions about their product line and that kind of thing. But, and like you say, the deals, I mean, this is our year end. Last chance, you know, any of Doug's buying mistakes, you know, we got to get rid of those. And the manufacturers, they come in with some really fantastic discounts for us just for that one day. And it's our biggest sale of the year. And, the seminars are great. And, you know, we'll hope that, the weatherman smiles on us. We have another great one.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The seminars is like one of my duties, and it's something that I take a lot of pride in. And it's the time that I call out all my favors to all my buddies throughout the year. You know, it's like, all right, man, I need a favor. We're doing this. And so, like you said, it's like the guys that I always put myself in the shoes of, like, well, which one would I want to hear? And if you want to do bass fishing, it is Corey from MC Swim Baits or like the best of them, you know, long range captains giving the long range seminars. It's a really, really fun day. Huge raffle. All the proceeds going to Friends of Rollo. It's just a really fun day. One event, easy, and it's way worth making the drive to come down there. It's a really fun time, and I can't wait.
Yep, me too. And just real quick, you were talking about those bluefin. The Pegasus got in this morning. They had 22 of those 30 to 60 pounders along with their 20 yellowfin. So I'm actually fishing the Liberty on Wednesday, and it's an overnight trip. I'm kind of excited that maybe that stuff's going to be up there and get one last shot at those bluefin.
No doubt. Certainly plenty of opportunity, and we were talking about that too, that the fall season is always everybody's, you know, that fishes a lot, its favorite time. It's when you get these really nice stretches, a flat, calm ocean, the loads are lighter, and clearly fish are still biting and they're in a mood to go.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Doug, appreciate that again. November the 5th, Saturday, Tackle Day is less than a month away. Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I know we're going to have you on the show soon to talk about it, but I appreciate you spending a few minutes and BSing with some fishing with us.
All right, well, have fun the rest of the show, you guys.
All right, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Russell. Let's talk to Chip, who's calling us from Julian this morning. Hi, Chip. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Ricky and Russell.
Good morning.
What's up, Chip? Great.
Beautiful day up in the mountains here. Yeah, Russell, this is a question for you. Do you base out of the Paradise there, or which marina are you at?
Yes, we are. We're out of Paradise Village Marina there.
Okay, beautiful spot. I used to run a yacht fish down there quite a few years ago, and I didn't know much about the place, and I ran out to the bank there, and I've never seen acres and acres of tuna jumping around like that, from peanuts to flying Volkswagens. I tell you,
yeah, it's a pretty unique place.
The cool thing about where the boat is located too is it really lends itself to doing what we were talking about. If you want to extend the stay, hang out with the family a couple days, just hang out on the beaches, you can stay in several beautiful hotels that are right at the marina, and you know a 2 minute cab ride from downtown.
It's central. It's close to the airport. There's restaurants. There's little markets right there in the marina. You can use the accommodations of the hotel. You get off the boat, go lounge at the pool, go hang at the beach. We actually have a house, like a really, really nice house that we rent out to some of our groups. That's literally a rock's throw off the bow in one of the private canals in Nuevo Vallarta. And like Ricky said, there's lots of choices as far as first-class resorts and hotels, and it's just it's a cool little place to be.
I know our group is planning on utilizing that. And again, just like everything else Russell talked about, the Journeyman makes it so easy, and that's what we're doing. We have, you know, a group of guys that are going down, and, you know, talk to Russell, and boom, they set the house up, and it's waiting for you, a ride back or forth. It's just everything that you need is so, so easy. I can't stress it enough. From the people in the office to dealing with Russell to being on the boat, and it's just everything is so handled, and couldn't recommend it enough. Chip, you'd have a great time.
Yeah, that was sounds great concept there. But, one other question, Russell. Are you fishing the islands out there yet, or can you fish those? Or
no, there's, we fish in a general, it always changes. You could be fishing mammal schools, 40 miles from the beach. You could be fishing well to the northwest, way off the island chain. You could be fishing Rocca Corbatania. It's always different. But, no, there's still a buffer zone around the island chain that you're specifically referring to. And, it's just like fishing anywhere else here in SoCal or anywhere. They're always moving. You got to go put your time in and try and find them.
Our best fishing was bird schools last year. That it was bird school and porpoise mixed that were way offshore that Russell found way outside of everybody else and busted a move. And I mean, we were catching cows, on fly line.
28 counties. Miles from the point.
Yeah. Think about that. 28. It'd be like running below the islands and catching cows. Unreal. Chip, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. How about next up, we talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Russell, I know you talked about the earlier about the quality of the fish and how you take care of it. For someone that's never been down there, what's the best way to bring it back?
What a lot of people do, actually, is fly down with a 35 to 50 quart cooler, empty. You can throw your harness in it or throw your bags in it. Fly it down there. When you guys get down there, we leave all the coolers in our storage. We throw everything in the storage, rod, tubes, coolers. And then that way, when we come back and we hit the dock, it's already all packaged, vacuum bagged, frozen, crispy to the touch, however you want it. We can digitally control the temperature to keep it to that way. We get all your coolers back down to the dock, get you all loaded up, get you all taped up, sealed up, get your fish packed in them. Generally speaking, I would say most people take a 45-quart cooler, like three-quarters full, is about 50 pounds.
Okay.
And then
okay.
That, based on most of the airlines,
right.
Is what you're allowed to take without being charged extra. What that extra fee is varies depending on the airline and whether you're flying first class or you're a cargo carrier permit holder or whatever it may be. But that's probably what 95% of the people do, is either come down with either wax-covered boxes or soft bag coolers. There's all kinds of killer soft bag coolers now that people are using. The biggest, negative people seem to have is what they really don't know is that you can take fish that's not frozen on an airplane, but you just don't want, I guess the biggest mistake is people try and throw ice in there or make it all soggy, then there's water sloshing around in the cooler. The best thing is to do is, get the fish to a state where you can fly home without any ice, sure. Dry ice, none of that. It's just, it's at a perfect temperature, almost frozen to where, you fill up a 45-quart cooler, it's about 50 pounds of flace. If you guys want to take more than that, by all means, you it's all the fishes for you guys to take home.
Yeah, and in the car, I mean, not that it's being refrigerated, but in the cargo area at altitude, it's going to stay cold up there while you're flying.
We've never had any problem with anybody complaining. We really take pride in how that fish leaves our hands in your cooler and how it's going to show up when you get home. So that's, I would say, the staple way of how most people take their fish homes. 45-quart cooler, empty, fly down there. We fill it up, you fly back full, and that's the easiest way to do it.
Don,
awesome.
It's a fun trip. You're going to have to check it out.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Appreciate the phone call
very
much. Thanks a lot, Don. How about next up, we talk to Rob. Again, Rob calling us on that local line. If you want to get through on that one, that's 858-457-1090. Good morning, Rob.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I was curious what the overall cost is for it to go on there for 2 or 3 days. And if you don't bring a cooler, would they provide one for you?
No, we don't provide a cooler, but there are several places, Walmart, grocery stores, local little markets where you would be able to buy a cooler. you know, a 45-quart cooler enough to take home like 40, 50 pounds of fish. We occasionally have, yeah, storage full of like wax-covered boxes. That might be something that, but that wouldn't be something that you would want to count on.
Yeah.
You would either want to show up with a cooler or a soft bag cooler, like I said, or some people do purchase them down there, you know, when they get down to Puerto Vallarta at one of the local grocery stores or Walmarts or whatever.
That's the beauty of it when you're down there. There's whatever that you do need. I mean, there's a grocery store that's walking distance away from the boat. If you had a last-minute bottle of rum that you had to have, there's no problem. You know, everything's easy to get down there.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
So good. Well, what kind of price are we talking about for this trip?
For a 2.5 day, you know, whether you're going with, you know, with six guys, it runs you about, you know, all said and done to buy yourself a plane ticket, pay your fare for the boat, and walk up. You're looking at about, you know, maybe $2,000. It's $1,670 for a, you know, a ticket fare if you were to split it up that way. For a 2.5 day. It's about $2,300 per person, you know, for a 3.5 day and so on and so forth. So that would give you, that includes everything except Mexican fishing license. And if you literally wanted to walk on and use all of our own personal, you know, boat gear, otherwise you're more than willing to bring, you know, your own personal gear. But that includes all your meals, all your drinks, all your fish cleaning, all the processing of the fish cleaning, you know, tackle, you know, so on and so forth, picking you up from the airport from start to finish. It's, you know, there's no hidden costs. You're getting helium balloons filled up, kites rigged, you know, you name it.
Having been on this operation, Rob, I'll back up everything that these guys have said. It is crazy how full service it is. I mean, from exactly when the plane lands, that they're there to pick you up in the truck and drop you off afterwards. I mean, it's that all the way around. It's a really, really good trip. You'd really dig it. It's a great time.
We're definitely more. There are a few other boats down there that
definitely
do the same thing. And we're definitely more expensive than most.
Let me rephrase that. There's boats down there that fish in the same area.
Yes.
There's not boats that do the same thing.
We have been down there for a long time. We run a, you know, pride ourselves in running a good operation. And essentially, you get what you pay for. You know, we are a little bit more expensive than everybody else, but that's like your basic price breakdown for your staple 2.5 and 3.5 day trips. Is, you know, $1,600 a guy for a 2.5, you know, $2,300 for a 3.5. And that essentially includes everything minus what I just, you know, mentioned was Mexican fishing license and depending on if you wanted to use the tackle on the boat.
The one thing I'll say, too, is, you know, like you say, sure, there's a difference in cost, but there's also a major difference in the passenger
service.
Count, you know, and that's it. You know, well, the service is a given. But I just in terms of the fishing thing, you guys, when you're pulling on to, say, a porpoise school, you know, a school like that is going to kick out X number of bites. You know, that fish rushes the boat, that eats handful of baits. If you're splitting those bites amongst five guys or six guys, or you're splitting those bites amongst, you know, 12 guys or 20 guys, you know, it's a major difference in your production of fishing bites, you know, availability, things like that. I mean,
yeah.
The difference in cost is minor. The difference in service and fishability is major. You know, that's how, because we do the same thing. You know, my buddies and I, we don't have a huge amount of income to spend, but it was no doubt choosing the Journeyman just because the difference in cost was so minimal compared to how much more you get for it.
It's really very minimal, and, you know, from just start to finish, from picking you up at the airport, you know, offering, you know, ideally a trip of a lifetime, getting you back to the airport with all your fish and everything that falls, you know, in pieces in between. We definitely take pride in ourselves in offering a high end product or one of the best.
And when you start figuring cost, you gotta remember to factor those in. So you're not bringing a rod tube, so they're not dinging you for an extra $50. And you're not bringing an extra reel bag, so they're getting you for another $50. You know, there's $100 of your fare. And you're not necessarily spending, you know, an extra couple of $100 at the shop getting all that gear ready for a big fish trip like that, and your fish processing and your transfers, and all of that stuff adds up, and that adds to why, I like I said, I just can't say enough good things about it. I think your guys' operation is killer, and I love it. Chip, or Rob, excuse me, appreciate
for that opportunity and with the expertise you guys provide and the quality ride, I'd say everybody go for it.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Gonna.
Thank you.
Rob, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Now, what about trips and opportunities? I know the boat is very popular. When are there opportunities for us to go?
We have plenty of opportunities still left. Like I said, we still have some spots left on the Let's Talk Hookup trips that we do. One being January 15th through the 18th, mm-hmm. and then March 12th through the 16th for a 3.5. There's a handful of spots left on each of those trips. You can contact Cindy in the office or go on journeymansportfishing.com. And then we still have plenty of open dates, you know, starting in November. Our first trip is in November. We have definitely some open dates in November and December and January and February. March is pretty well booked up. There's a couple spots left in February, but there's still plenty of good dates. You can call myself directly if you have any other, you know, any questions or details or anything like that, or you can call Cindy in the office.
And the number for Cindy one more time? I'll pump it up for us. But the other thing too that you mentioned is the website, and a really cool website that you guys put together, and a really cool video of the boat. If you want to see some of the videos, see what the boat is like. It's a really cool. You guys did a really, really good job with it.
You can follow us on the website, like I said, like Rick said, journeymansportfishing.com. You can go on Facebook where it's Journey Space Man. And, you know, kind of we do most of our trip reports and put up some pictures and videos. But there's definitely a little bit of give you a small taste of the history of the boat of the last 6 years that it's been down in PV and kind of what we've got to experience and what we've got to do and what we offer yeah. as a package.
And if you want to get through on the Let's Talk Hookup trip again, January 15th through the 17th or March 12th through the 16th, you can hop on our website, hookup1090.com. It's on the trips page. Show you the reservation phone numbers to call if you want to get through to Journeyman Sport Fishing, 571-1979 or 858-531-2511. Both of them will get you through and get you all the information about the trip. But can't say enough good things, Rob. You would definitely dig it. Let's jump back into the phones. Dennis in Norwalk, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, good morning. Russell, yeah, it's been probably about 10 to 12 years I've been after the big tunas and stuff. What is a good setup, like reel and line?
I would say if I were just to name one, a staple setup would, like I said, a 100-pound rod, a 20 to, you know, 50-size reel. I'd say, you know, a good manageable size reel would be a 30. Loaded with Spectra, 100-pound Spectra, you know, anywhere from a 90 to a 130-pound fluorocarbon wind-on or top shot, and, you know, a 7 to 9 odd circle hook of your preference or, you know, if you will. That would probably be our staple setup that we use 9 times out of 10. A lot of it's, you know, just dead boat drift fishing when we get an area where we're marking, you know, just spread out big fish or decent schools or we're just kind of picking away at them, drifting along. A lot of it depends on that particular scenario of that day and what we're seeing, if it's bird schools or breezers or not seeing absolutely any life at all and it's straight machine fishing. So a lot of that has to do with, you know, how it would change your setup, mm-hmm. you know, catering to the conditions that are changing. But I'd say that would be a staple setup. If you were to take 3 rods down there, you know, maybe like a 50 to 80 pound rod for either vertical jigging or something like that. You could use it for bait making if you wanted to, or if there was just schoolies around, that would be a perfect setup to fish. And then, you know, 100 pound rod and maybe a 130 pound rod with like a 50 something when they're biting.
Perfect. Dennis, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. I know you guys are extremely hardcore when it comes to fishing big ones and have had some very good success, and there's no way that I can't at least not bring up one, you know, pump your chest accolade for you guys. What's the biggest tuna that's ever come over the rail on the Journeyman?
430
pounds. It was how about that?
It was definitely, you know, something that I'm personally not really like that. You know,
you're not. That's why I'm bringing it up, because I know you wouldn't if I...
We've caught some big ones. Yeah, that was personally Robert, my boss's fish. He got was one of the biggest yellowfin in the world, caught it on a rod and reel. We, like, disqualified it right off the bat just because a crew member touched the rod and just honesty. But we've definitely had our fair share of big ones. You know, Robert's 430. Which that was after it was like hanging halfway out of the fish hold for a 3-day travel back to PV. So, that was our last official weight, but you know, we've caught a lot of people, you know, clients specifically fish over three, lots of twos. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to get to do some pretty cool fishing and fish in some cool places. And both my bosses, if you will, Robert and Grace, have each caught a fish that, you know, at that time would have just obliterated a world record.
No doubt. And I think that I don't know that there's a better opportunity if you want. I mean, people throw the word around all the time, but it's true. If you want your fish of a lifetime in the world of tuna fishing, I don't know that there's a better place for you to go do it. Because you can specifically target giant ones in the way that you want to catch them, whether that be in a belt and harness, whether that be on the rail. And you guys have the boat set up right and gear set up right to do both. If you're a, you know, they're not the rail fishing isn't for everyone, just like belt and harness fishing isn't for everyone. And you guys have specific rods and reels set up for each of those. I mean, you have rods designed. If you're a guy that likes fishing the harness or whatever, you have lower back problems where, you know, crouching down or getting into a position that's best for fishing the rail isn't right for you, you have gear set up specifically for giants and fishing the belt and harness on the boat.
We do, and there's a time and a place, as you would know, you know, for fishing a harness, and there's a time and a place which I would consider much more maneuverable, and has some benefits to just, you know, railroad fishing. And a lot of people are like, I've never done that before. It seems really odd, you know, kind of awkward when they first start doing it. And you watch them catch one or two, and they're like, you know, throw the harness out the window, let's get with it. So it just depends on your capabilities, what the specific scenario is. Sure. we're in at that time.
And again, that's why I just can't say enough that I think it's so perfect to get to go fishing on a boat with like this, where there's so much attention to exactly you. There's basically half the crew member, you know, there's a crew member to every two guys on board.
There's a crew member to every couple guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can say that all the way from myself to crew members to boat watchers to the owner of the boat, you know, really take it personal. And it's all about just trying to offer the killer experience. Come to PV, you know, fishing, whether it's jungle tours, staying in a killer house, you know, being catered to, you know, fishing big yellowfin, fishing inshore, killer part, you know, inshore fishery. Whatever it may be, we're there to cater to, you know, each individual group.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, appreciate you taking time. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We're going to find out who's winning that great trip on the 3-quarter-day trip aboard the Liberty. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you you to find your fun on the water. A family owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a three-quarter day trip going fishing aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing is going to Chip and Julie. And Chip, congratulations. You're going to have a great time. And, man, Russell, can't begin to tell you how stoked we are to have you in here. I know it's a busy time for you, and we really appreciate you spending a couple hours talking fishing with us and being a part of the show. Somebody does want to go fishing one more time. Like you said, there are opportunities, whether you want to go fishing on our open party trip at Let's Talk Hookup, January 15th through the 18th, or the three-and-a-half day, March 12th through the 16th. You can jump on those as an open party fisherman, or just do the best thing you can, get a group of four or five, six of your buddies together and charter the boat yourself. Still dates available, and best way to do that, you said go through the website, call Cindy?
Yeah, you can call Cindy directly in the office or go on the website and just send them an email, and they'll get back to you, and she'll walk you through, you know, all the booking a trip, getting you all the paperwork that you need to be. And then, you know, feel free to call me directly, and I can help answer any questions or you know, anything that I can do to inquiries about trips or information or what to expect or any of that.
Awesome. Well, great job. We appreciate it very much and look forward to hearing how the boat goes. And I'll look forward to seeing you when I come down in March, and keep us up to date with what's going on in PV and those big ones.
Thanks, Ricky.
Awesome, Russell. Appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Great show today, and another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News, and next Sunday, Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance. Going to be a couple of great shows talking all kinds of fishing. You stay tuned. CS Keys pregame show is next right here on the Mighty 1090.